Blog Talk Radio.
Only a comfort and a home. Driving along to face temptation so. Where could I go but to the Lord? Oh, where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seek and a refuge for my soul. Need and a friend to save me at the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Oh, where could I go? Oh, where could I go? A sea and a refuge for my soul. Need a friend to save me at the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbor the kind, I love them, everyone. And it along with feet of corn. But when my soul needs manner from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Oh, where could I go? Oh, where could I go? A city and a refuge for my soul. Need a friend to save me at the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? 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 I give honor to God, who is the head of my life, the one that woke me up this morning and started me on another day. I give him this honor because God is worthy of all of my honor. And I want to thank my wife for being here once again tonight to share with you all what God has laid on her heart to say and to do. I want to thank Apostle Mercer for even allowing us to be even on this station and all the work that she do on this station to keep this station afloat with the help of the Holy Spirit of God Almighty. I want to thank her right now. I want to even thank those that come on night after night, day after day, to share with you all the Word of God, because it is a job that we have to do, because God is always telling us that the harvest is plentiful, but the labor is a few. We must go into the vineyard and be and bring in some harvest to the Word of God. And I just want to thank you all for allowing me to be able to come week after week to share with you what God shares with me through his Word. It is not my will that it shall be done. It is his will, because I depend and I lean on him for guidance. I lean on him for instructions. I lean on him to share with you all what the Word says through his holy name. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank you also, those that tunes in to this station time and time again, day after day and night after night, and the time that's spent with God is not wasted time, my sisters and brothers. The time we spend with God is time that is necessary and needed, and it's not wasted, because everything that we do for God is only that's going to last, and whatever our things that we do is going to fade away one day. It's going to be like a house without even a sure foundation. It's going to go away. It's going to go away. We can't get nothing from this world, but our soul will rise and go back to be with God. But everything that we have, we are just sojourners, and we are just using those things. And because after this body is gone into the grave, we can't take our houses. We can't take our monies. We can't take none of those former things. But we can take back what the devil has stolen, tried to steal from us. We can take our soul to that place where Jesus says, I'm already gone to prepare a place for you. And in that place, there is men in Rome. In that place is a mansion on high. We can go there if we live and do what God will allow us to do in the right way that he will be pleased with us. We come now. As we come, I just wanted to share that with you all, that we brought nothing into this world, as Job declared, and we're going to carry nothing out of this world. And so we can't just expect that we are just because we have plenty of riches down here, that's going to get us into the pearly gates, to that kingdom, because money won't buy our way. You see, our houses won't buy our way. None of those things going to buy us a room in that kingdom that Jesus says in the mansion on high. We can't pay our way there. Only way we can get there is through Jesus, the Christ, the one that opens up the door and lets us come in. We got to go in by him. We can't get in on our own. He's got to expect us. And I stop to let you know, don't worry about the final things. Look at the things that you can't see. Those things you can't see is eternal. Eternal into heavens. Eternal things is what we need to focus on. The things we can't see. And I know that you right now look to Jesus, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. At this time, my wife going to come and share with you all at this time. Hear her.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God.
Mm.
Oh, that wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, glorify your name, Lord God. We glorify you. We glorify you, Lord Jesus.
Right.
We glorify you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord God, yeah. We just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
We thank you with our whole heart, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you've done, all you're doing, for all you're about to do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We come unto your gates, hallelujah, with thanksgiving, and to your court with praises, Lord God.
Yeah.
Praises on our lips, Lord God. Praises in our mouth, Lord God. Praises on our tongue, Lord God.
Yeah.
Giving you all the praise, Lord God. Because, Lord God, we know, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Without you, Lord God, we can't do nothing, Lord God. Without you, Lord God, nothing is possible, Lord God. But with you, all things are possible,
yes,
Lord God.
Yes,
and
yes.
We just say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. That amazing grace. Hallelujah. Because of your grace, Lord God,
right.
We live, Lord God. Because of your grace, God, we move, Lord God. Because of your grace, Lord God, we have our being, Lord God. Because of your grace, Lord God, we are here right now, Lord God.
Yes.
Because of your grace,
your
Lord
grace.
God. Hallelujah. And we give you the glory.
Yeah.
Oh, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just can't praise you enough, Lord God.
Oh.
We can't praise you enough. As the sun goes up, hallelujah, in the morning, as the go down, just saying, Lord God, hallelujah. We just can't praise you enough, Lord God.
Lord,
hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, our heart is just full, Lord God. Our hearts is just full with love. Hallelujah. Our hearts is just full with, for Lord God. So grateful. So grateful, Lord Jesus. For all, hallelujah. For the good things, Lord God. The good things you have done for us, Lord God. The good things, Lord God, you have prepared for us, Lord God. Your protection, Lord God. How you protect us all through the day today, Lord God. From the seen and the unseen, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God.
Mm.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the shelter over our heads, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for your peace. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We thank you for your joy. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
We just give you the praise, Lord God. Lord God, as you before us, Lord God, who cares, Lord God?
Right.
Who can be against us, Lord Jesus? Hallelujah. Who can be against us, Lord God? Lord God, watch us clean, Lord Jesus. Lord God, purge us, Lord God. Purge us with your hyssop, Lord God. So shall we be clean, Lord God. Lord God, watch us, hallelujah. Watch us so we can be whiter than snow, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Create, Lord God. Create in us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord God, do not cast away, Lord God, your presence from us, Lord God. Because it's your presence, Lord God.
Yes.
It's your presence, Lord God, that we seek for, Lord God.
Yes.
It's your presence, Lord God, we yearn for, Lord God. It's your presence, Lord God. Hallelujah. We desire, Lord God. And do not take your Holy Spirit from me, from us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the Holy Spirit. Spirit, hallelujah, our comforter, hallelujah, our keeper, hallelujah, our God, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God, all glory, glory, glory to your name, Jesus, glory to your name, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, we just thank you, hallelujah, we say, hallelujah. Who can separate me from the love of God? Hallelujah. Nothing, hallelujah, nothing can separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Distress, no. Hallelujah. Persecution, no. Hallelujah. Nothing, hallelujah, can separate us from the love of God, from my Lord Jesus. I am persuaded, hallelujah. I am persuaded. Waited, hallelujah. I will be persuaded, hallelujah, to love God, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Nothing, hallelujah, to tear me away from the love, from loving God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, no height, no death, hallelujah. Nothing, hallelujah, famine, nothing, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, nothing can persuade me from the love of God, Lord Jesus. Right now, Lord God, just have your way, Lord Jesus. Just have your way, Lord God, in us and through us and around us, Lord God. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, we need your word. We need to hear your word, Lord God. And right now, I pray, Lord God, that everyone have an ear to listen. Everyone have an ear to understand. Everyone have an ear to plant it to their heart, Lord God. So we not only hear your word, Lord God, but we also be the doer of your word, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, bless and touch the man of God at the word, Lord God. Hallelujah. Mm. Holy Spirit, just have your way. Just have your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Jesus.
Yes, Lord God. And we be coming from Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
Starting at the 35th verse.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Lord God. And it says, on the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep.
Mm.
And they awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?
Mm-hmm.
Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, be still.
Mm.
And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank my wife for praying and reading those words out of Mark, the fourth chapter. It's so good to know that you have someone on your side to help you at a time like these. I just want to continue on thanking the Lord, because the Lord is the one that we owe this thanks even most of all to. We thank one another. We got to always be thankful for what God do for us. Most Holy God, I have fathers again that is teaching and preaching time now. Lord, I can't do nothing on my own, but I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. But right now, I'm hiding me behind this secret desk. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be accepted in your sight. O Lord, my strength and redeemer, forevermore. Come down, Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide within me. Speak to me. Speak to me, Holy Spirit, to these are your people, so that they can hear, have those ears open, and hear what you will say to them right now. In the name of Jesus, amen. Lord, verses my wife has read. But I'm going to choose one verse there to my message right now. The 37th verse here says, a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already. And I want to use for a topic or theme or thought or even a subject tonight. A storm is rising. Where can we go? Today I want to use, storm is rising. Where can we go? You see here, we find that in these verses here, on that day, it was evening. Evening had come, and day was on the sea. And you see, we as children of God and in the world of God, We are going to Psalms time and time again. And we began to be barefoot sometime. And sometime we don't even realize that the God that we serve told of every storm that will come up against us or we will go through in this world. You see, yeah, the storm had began to get so rough. And that storm that they was in was a great storm. And the boat began to fill up with water here. And the waves began to come in and over, even over the side of the boat, nearly sinking the boat. But even with them, we find that there was some little boats also all around them, and they were in the same distress and in the same danger. But the multitude went away with Jesus. Some who wanted to, but they remained on shore. Many went with him on this sea of time. And we find here, as we scroll down through our scripture, that Christ was even in the storm. The storms that we go through, Christ seems like he is asleep. But we have to realize, Christ never sleeps or slumbers.
Yes.
You see, he was in part of the boat, in the stern of the ship, the pilot place, and Christ leaned down at the helm of that pilot place. He even had a pillow for a cushion on his head.
Come on.
He slept even down just to test our faith. You see, Jesus did not sleep. He sleep only to test our faith. He stepped out to test his disciples' faith, stir them to pray. That's all what he was doing, to stir them to pray in the test. Their faith appeared weak. That sounds like us sometimes. In the test that we go through, our faith, and Jesus is only trying to prepare us for the things that we are going to. And you see, the prayer of the righteous prevailed much, but it seemed like here that their prayer was weak. And the prayers are strongly sometimes, even in the church, is in a storm. You see, we're going through a storm. The waters is raging. Tempest. We are in a storm. Even look over yonder into the country of Israel and all of those over there. They are going through a storm. But I stop to let you know that though we are going through a storm, the storm comer is Jesus. All we got to do is accept him, and he will no wise turn his back on us. Over yonder in Israel, they've been time and time again in a storm. You see, war has broke out over there. But look back in the Bible days when God spoke to Moses, told Moses, go down to Pharaoh, lead my people out of Egypt, and great promised land. You see, they were in a storm back then. But I stopped to let you know, they still have seen the wrath of God in demons, and they still grumbled, they still mouthed, they still done what God wasn't pleased with them. Those Israelites went so far when Moses went up in Mount Sinai to be able to hear the Ten Commandments, they began to build a golden calf so they can bow down and worship that golden calf. But I stopped to let you know, you should not worship only God, and only God shall you serve. They was in a song here.
Oh.
We're in a song. Not only Israel's in this song. They're not in this song all by themselves. In our nation today, in the state of Virginia, we are going through a storm. The families are just kind of killing in this vicinity. That is going on. That war has been arose. And we are going through a storm. Don't you worry. Hold on. God's unchanging hand. Everything's going to be all right. See here, Christ, seeing that if he is sweet, as if he is concerned, Christ paying no attention to the prayer. Yet, I stop to let you know, he sleeps, and he does not sleep. The people of Israel does not even slumber. He sets, but his heart cares himself with the knowledge that he was with them. The best course was to make the most of that situation. In a bad situation, they still was going to make the best out of the bad situation because they knew that Jesus was on the boat. I start to ask you now, do you have Jesus on your boat today? If Jesus is not on your boat today, your boat's going to go down in a storm. You're going to sink into water. You can't fight that battle of that storm. If Jesus is not on board of your ship, you better call up the name of Jesus. Let him come and get on your boat. Because if you don't, your boat is going to be drifting to and fro. So where it's going, it's going one way this minute. That way, another minute. But you better be sure Jesus is there to calm that boat, to put it in a straight and smooth path. Let Jesus come in right now to calm your boat.
Lord.
To calm your boat. His disciples, they was encouraged, knowledge that Jesus was with them. They even knew that they had took the best course. Here we find the boat that has Christ in it. So it might be talked about. But I stopped to let you know, the wind might come. Dawn might come. A hellhound might come. Even distress might come. Salem might come. But I stop to let you know, this boat that Jesus is on, if he's on your boat, don't you know, this boat will not sink. You will not sink. You can be tossed to and fro, but you still won't sink.
Yes.
Because Jesus is holy. In the palm of his hand, Jesus is holding you up like you see. Peter came to Jesus, walking on the water. Jesus was holding him up, but Peter looked Jesus. Look at the water. And he begins to think, if we keep our eyes on Jesus, we will not sink. Keep our eyes on Jesus, and we will make it through the throes of life. Keep our eyes on Jesus, and we will not falter, nor fall. We will not slumber. We will not sleep. If we keep our eyes on Jesus, Jesus is the one that will lead us out of all danger. Jesus is the one that will lead us to a place where he's already gone.
Jesus.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Jesus.
If you keep your eyes on him, Bible says here, as I move on a little further, there woke Christ. And when Christ sees as if he is asleep in a song, he's woken up by crowds of the people. We may be at our wit's end, but we will not be at the end of our faith as long as we have such a Savior to turn to. Jesus. The rise to Christ, Lord have mercy, terrify not that we perish. I confess that these sounds somewhat hush, rebuke him for sleeping, rather than begging him to wake up. I know to excuse, there's no excuse for it, except the presence they were in. You see, when we are going through stressful times we speak such words. Sometimes we don't speak what we necessarily need to speak. And they were distressed. But we put down, Lord have mercy. Distress puts up. And it put them in a panic. They did not know. And we do not know. Those who suspected Christ are not cared for his people. But in distress, Christ is a great. He is a great. He is great. Great all the time.
Yes.
The word of command here, which Christ rebuked the storm, you see, which we did not have, he said, Lord have mercy. Peace be still. And so many words here, I want you to note that he was saying, peace, calm, turn away, turn away, be silent, be still, be mute. Let the wind no longer roll, not a sea's rage. The noise is a threatening and terrifying. Let us hear no more of it. You see, Jesus says, peace, be still. Even in our storm that we are going through, Jesus is calming the storm in our eyes. Jesus is opening up a way for us to go through the storms that we are going through. Even in the Israel land. Right now, Jesus is opening up a door for them. He is standing at the door of the heart, and he is knocking on the door. And all Israel has to do is open up the door. Jesus, come in, and everything is going to be all right. I stop to let you know. That is, and me will open up the door and let Jesus come in. Everything is going to be all right. He's going to calm the storm. He's going to stop the walls. He's going to stop those things that we are going through. Because nothing is too hard for my God to do. He can do it for the Israelites back there and now. He's done it for a Moses. right now. All you got to do is just hold on and believe that he got all power.
Oh.
All power in his hand.
Yes.
Nothing is too hard for him.
Yes.
Nothing that we are going to
be
too hard for Jesus.
Not too hard.
Any time.
He's able.
Jesus can take 2 of Ephesians 5 loaves of bread and feed 5,000. He's able to do what no man can do. Jesus, any time that a man has gone down, named Lazarus, come out, Lazarus, has died for 3 long days and 4 long days, and Jesus called him out to pray. Come out, Lazarus. Come here, Lazarus. And Lazarus got up after 4 long days of being dead. It is time that Jesus got the power to bring back the dead. Jesus got the power to raise up the sick. Jesus got the power to unstop death hell. Jesus got the power to even the blind will see. Jesus got the power. You put the women's hands back together again. Jesus got the power. The man that was paralyzed. Jesus got the power to tell him to take up his bed and walk. Let Jesus, Jesus all by himself. He got the power. The power in the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. Jesus is not going to share your love. us all by his son.
Yes, yes, yes.
He come to save the world from their sin. Think that Jesus is going to leave you now. When you're going through a storm, don't think he's going to leave you if you need him. You see, when we, sometimes we make big mistakes in life. When we got everything going for us. When we got a full house full of goods and money in the bank and we got all these fine things going for us. Can we stop to realize that we don't pray like we should? We don't worship like we should. Because we got all these things already that we need going for us. But I stopped by to let you know there's one thing missing. If we got all the money, if we got all the houses, if we got all the goods in the world, we have got to have one source, and that name is Jesus. Without him, we can't do anything. Without him, we will be like a ship, tossed and driven, battered by an angry sea. When the storms of life begin to rage, it begins to fall on us. And then if we don't have Jesus on both of our ships, we're going to be driven. We're going to be driven to and fro. We got to stop, my sisters and my brothers, just because we got all that we need now. Don't stop praying. Don't stop worshiping. Don't stop serving Jesus.
Don't stop serving God.
Just because you got food on your table, just because you got clothes on your back, just because you got money in the bank, don't stop serving God, because God sets fire, God looks lower, God is a supplier of our every need, according to his riches. Don't you know that all the things will pass away, those materialistic things will pass away, but God's word stands forever. God will never leave us, nor forsake us. Even in the storms of life, God will be there for us. All you got to do is hold on to his unchanging hand, and he's going to make everything all right. Don't you worry. Hold on to his unchanging hand, and he's going to pick you out where that you have gone to. He's going to bring you out as pure gold. Somebody says, I know it's all right, because Jesus is on board of a ship. I don't worry, because he is there. He takes care of it. Even at times like these, times like these, we need a Savior. Times like these, we need an anchor. Times like these, that we are going to. See, nobody in this world is going things all by ourselves, because every one of us is going through something one way or another. Might not be war, but we are going through something, and we need Jesus.
Hallelujah.
See here, and I'm almost through. Jesus here, through his word, brings a word of comfort to all of us. That even if the storm of trouble is very loud or very strong, Jesus Christ can still, by simply speaking a word, Lord have mercy. The one who made the sea can make them quiet. Did y'all hear what it says? I said the one who made the sea can make those seas quiet. Because they are on their heels, Lord. And they don't have no power, O over my Jesus because he made them. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. All things was made by him. He made the river. He made the seas. He made the land. And look here. He also made us. And so we are not of our own. We belong to him. You see, Christ rebuked the sea. He gave them, even he, when he rebuked the sea, he gave the disciples even for their very ears. Why are ye fearful? Why are we fearful? Why are ye so fearful? He said, O ye of little faith, here it is. How is it that ye have no faith? Do you still have faith today? Do you still have faith today in Jesus? Disciples were without faith. But at this time, their fears were so great that they seemed to have no faith at all. Their level of faith did not match what was called for that event. So it was as if they did not have it. Those who can harbor such a thought as that, Christ does not care if his people perish, may suspect their faith. Christ does hear about it. The impressions of this miracle and on the disciples is expressed here deeply. Here is the strength. The men marveled. They feared greatly. They were terrified. Fear was put right by their faith. When they feared the wind and the sea, it was for lack of reverence they should have had for Christ. But now that they saw a demonstration of his power over the wind and the sea, they feared them then less, him more. They feared the power and the wrath of the creation in the storm. And the fear contained substance, tonic. Now they feared the power and the grace of the Redeemer in the calm. And that has said to man of man, is this? Who's this? Surely more than a man. For even the wind and the sea obey his call. Who is this? I stopped to know. He's Jesus. Jesus the Christ. All by himself. He is the one. He's the one that come down through 42 generations. He is the one that saved the world from the sins. He is the one that went into Joseph's tomb, stayed there 3 long days. He is the one got up with all power in his hands. He is the one that sat on the right-hand side of his Father. He is the one that making intercession for us. He is the one. He is the rose in Sharon. He is the lily in the valley. He is the bright and morning star. He is the one that come to save us, the one who come to comfort us, the one who come to lay down his life for us. He is Jesus the Christ. Jesus all by himself. He is the one. No, not one. But Jesus is the one. He's the Holy One. He's the one that even the wind and the seas obey him. So right now, we got to open up our hearts and minds. We got to start obeying him. See, a storm is rising time and time again. Sometimes we wonder, where can we go? We can go to the Lord. when the storm comes and the wind began to get rough and the waves began to come in and beat upon our boat, all we got to do is look to the hill for which cometh our help, knowing that our help comes from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When the storm comes, Jesus made the storm. Jesus rides out the storm with us. All you got to do is hold on. Let him ride. Let him ride. Let Jesus ride on our boat. Let him ride. Let him ride. Don't stop letting him ride. Because we can't make it all by ourselves. We got to let him ride. Let him ride. And if we let him ride, we're going to know why he cast us out. We are always in a storm. But Jesus is a storm calm. He's telling us right now. Some of us are going through a storm that's listening right now. Israel, Jesus is telling you right now, it's going to be a great calm. Peace, peace, peace. Don't you really? Peace is on its way because Jesus is the storm calmer. Jesus is the wall of breaker. Jesus says this battle is not ours. It belongs to him. Hold on to him. Trust in him. Obey him. Draw closer to him. Those who draw closer to him, he will draw closer to them. Keep on now. Pray. Keep on sitting on his word. And you will find that tomorrow, Lord have mercy, is going to be a brighter day. The sun's going to shine through the clouds. The sun's going to shine when the storm comes. The day that's going to come to be a brighter day. Now keep your hands, knowing that everything is going to be all right. As I began to lead you all, I want you to know that Jesus was aboard this ship. But Jesus was in the stern. But Jesus was resting because Jesus never sleeps nor slumbers. You have to have faith. Fear not. Fear not. Because Jesus is with you. If he's with you, he is more and better than the whole world that is against you. Jesus is with us. Most holy God, our heavenly Father, again that I come now, thanking you once again. Thank you once again for your word. Thank you once again for these here people. Thank you for guiding me, walking with me. And through this message here right now, I want you to open up those hearts and ears that somebody maybe don't know you would come crying, what must I do to be saved? Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to be able to share your word that you have shared with me, with these of your people. Right now, as I go down from this place, pray, oh Lord, that you would not leave us nor forsake us. Guide us and keep us. Keep us, Lord, as the apple of thine eye. In Jesus' name, for your sake, I ask the Lord, let your grace rest, rule, and abide within us. And spoken evermore. In the name of Jesus. Amen. World, could I go? Oh, world, could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Need a friend. Is
Your career through training and development solutions specifically designed for federal government professionals. From courses to help you attain or retain certification, to individualized coaching services, to programs that hone your leadership skills and business acumen, Management Concepts optimizes your professional development. Online, in person, individually, or groups, it's training that's measurably better. Learn more at managementconcepts.com. That's managementconcepts.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.